Wake Up Crew WGNS.
The show you're about to hear is real. The names have been changed to protect the hosts. Join John, Brian, and Dalton on The Wake Up Crew.
And good morning and welcome to The Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1566. We're glad that you're aboard here on The Wake Up Crew this morning. John, Brian, and Dalton here with you. Everybody's here.
And it's, we're here.
And it is, let's see, what's going on here? Wow, after Christmas is over, you just don't have a lot, do you?
Yeah.
It's back to school for city and county tomorrow. Uh-oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
But the good news is, it's Taco Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday.
Whoa there, boy. Whoa. We've got a great show for you today. We talk about food all day long. I can't think of a better thing to talk about, can you?
Not in 2025.
Have you done things like, I know we have our resolutions and all that kind of thing, but we have to wait for our weight loss challenge until Brian has his birthday, correct?
Which has happened. That was 2 days ago.
Okay, so when do
Thanks for remembering.
Well, I mean...
Oh, he sent you a card.
Well, I just should have said we had your birthday, but yeah. When do we want to start our weight loss resolution? You want to start it like next Monday?
Yeah, what is next Monday? That would be the... The 14th, January 14th, we'll start our Wake Up Crew weight loss challenge. So eat this week is like cheat week. So eat all your favorite foods this week. Get yourself ready. Kind of be thinking through what diet you want to do. And then just kind of weekly on Mondays, we'll report back and we'll bring up the scale like we used to back in the day.
Brian, you don't have to participate if you don't want to.
I was thinking like May would be a good time to start. Or June.
I need to lose some weight, so it's going to be helpful for me, for sure.
And I just found out that I can go to Yoki and get a to-go box, fill it up with orange chicken.
We'll do that this week.
You've got a week.
But yeah, so next Monday.
Hey, why does this guy keep coming over here for to-go orders? He's been here every day this week.
They give you the to-go box, and you go around to the buffet and get what you want, and they weigh it.
Yeah, that's what they do that at.
Where's Yoki? Where's that at?
That's the one on Broad Street.
Broad Street.
The big one where Chef Wang's used to be.
Yeah.
So what we'll do next Monday is we'll share what kind of diet or whatever we're doing, what we're doing to lose weight, whether diet, exercise, all that kind of stuff. We'll share that.
I'm not feeling very motivated for this.
We're not going to share our weight, right? We're just not going to do that. But so we will
share your loss.
We will weigh and we'll all keep track of our weights and our weight loss. And then... But next week, we'll kind of talk about what we're doing, you know, that kind of thing. And then the next week, we'll do our first weigh-in.
Now, last year, we did this.
Seafood for me. Seafood and eat it.
Last year.
So are you not participating?
I probably will.
His attitude is not very
good. I know, and that's not going to help us.
No.
I don't put that pressure on me.
Remember that one year we did so good because we were all just... really into it, and we're not doing this just for us, we're doing it for the listening audience at home.
But boy, after about what, 6 weeks, we kind of
it was about a month
out.
And I remember I lost 5 or 6 pounds in that month, and then
somebody I think brought something into the station.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was,
you know. Probably
you blame me.
Probably you is what it was.
But
okay, so the 14th, so eat much you want until the 13th.
And audience at home, listeners, if this is something that if you're trying to lose weight, you can do it alongside us and you also weigh in and we'll hopefully help you out.
Boy, Taco Tuesdays are going to be fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a protein bar.
I got a salad.
With a side of a rice cake.
I've had my 14th Subway salad in the 14 days. You know, that's going to be terrible. But it'll be fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it's It helped me a lot.
Are you bringing your are we going to weigh at home or are we going to weigh here?
I think we weigh here.
Okay.
I may even buy a cheap scale to leave up here for this one.
You're going to buy something?
I want to be committed this year because I really need to lose some weight, but I want to be committed this year.
I could get the scale and I could weigh my Chinese buffet box and see how much it weighs.
You got to quit thinking about it. The more you think about it.
I want to hear more about that buffet box, though.
But I just discovered it, like, over the Christmas break, and now I can't go again.
Almost all Chinese buffets let you do a to-go box.
I know, but I didn't know about it.
617 here on the Wake Up Crew. Let's take our first look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 21. Wednesday, sunshine develops, highs head back into the 30s, winds north-northwest, 5 to 10, and then Wednesday night, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows falling back to 14. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 26.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Retired Naval Officer Phil Barnett is our Toots volunteer. He is really involved with both Read to Succeed as well as the Sheriff's Senior Citizens Awareness Network. Phil serves on Read to Succeed's board and does everything imaginable with the Senior Citizens Awareness Group. In addition, Phil is very active in Rotary and numerous other local nonprofits. Thank you, Phil Barnett.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NBA's late game at Sacramento, the Kings won their fifth in a row, a double overtime victory over Miami, 123-118. The Kings had been down 17. Minnesota was trailing by 19 points in the second quarter, but still came back to edge the Clippers, 108-106. Anthony Edwards with 37 points. At Chicago, the Bulls were down 19 early third quarter and still won against San Antonio, 114-110. At Detroit, the Pistons were down 22 and came back and beat Portland, 118-115, Cade Cunningham with 32 points. In college hoops late game, Ohio State won in double overtime at Minnesota, 89-88. The Dodgers traded infielder Gavin Lux to the Reds. The A's gave outfielder Brent Rooker a five-year extension. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired head coach Doug Peterson. The Bengals fired defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. And the Colts fired defensive coordinator Gus Bradley.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes before the 7 o'clock hour, and if you would like to get a buffet box from Yoki, all you need to do is contact Brian Barrett. He'll give you all the details.
Yes, indeed.
Do you have to cram it all together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the food touches. But it's like when you get a plate at a Chinese buffet, you just it's all touching and
stuff.
I
don't like my food touching like that.
Well, you can get more than one container.
Okay.
They don't weigh much, so you can fill up two if you want to.
I go to Zao's sometimes, and I'll just get Megan the little salad from the buffet, and it's like $1.25 or something with the
she
weight
likes
of it.
She likes the salad?
She loves that salad dressing, that ginger salad dressing, mm-hmm. so I'll just pick it up for her, and it doesn't weigh much. It cost me like $2.
Oh,
so,
that's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's a real good deal. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. Time for our song of the day, and we are talking about the best workout songs. And I think that's really good compared that we're going to be, you know, doing our weight loss challenge.
Yes.
All right,
dance
here we go.
For me, dance for me, dance for me, oh, oh. I never seen anybody do the things you do before. They say, move dance for me, dance for me, dance for me,
oh. That's Dance Monkey.
And when you're done, I'll
by Tones and I. That makes me want to work out. Real tough, masculine song.
We work out to different songs. Me and this playlist do not work out to the same song.
You're not a fan?
Like fast.
No, I'm not a fan.
No.
It's kind of disjointed. The beat is.
I like this song.
Yeah.
Here's the best part, I think. No, not necessarily.
Now, tomorrow's song is a good workout song.
Yes.
Now, is it the best song by that artist to work out to? I disagree.
Whoa.
But I'll have a lot to say tomorrow.
Oh, my. Go figure.
Just
also,
tomorrow?
I didn't mention it earlier, but I'm glad to be back. I haven't been here this year at all.
I know.
This is my first time here since before Christmas.
And we're so glad.
And I'm happy to be back.
You are?
No, not even a little bit.
You will. By tomorrow, you'll be feeling the same way you always have. All right, time for our good neighbor. That is Chris Truelove, today's good neighbor of the day for his servant's heart and the care he gives as the leader of special kids. Chris Truelove will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Is it me?
Yes,
yep.
I'm still working out. Good neighbor. I know, thanks, buffet. 615-893-1450. If you text neighbor to our number, you'll get a reply. Just fill out the information. We'll have them as the good neighbor of the day coming up. WGNSradio.com/good neighbor gets it to us as well. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries. Don't forget, 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Did you know that the Hawaiian alphabet only has 12 letters?
Really?
Only 12.
I didn't know that.
They write all their words with just 12.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's only 12.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. An off-duty Hendersonville police officer was charged with driving under the influence and resisting arrest after he was caught traveling at speeds of 104 miles per hour along Vietnam Veterans Boulevard early Monday morning. This according to court documents. As WKRN reports, the driver, Stephen Wilson, who was identified as an officer with the Hendersonville Police Department, had, quote, bloodshot, watery eyes, court documents state, and deputies reported the odor of an intoxicating beverage coming from the vehicle. Sumner County Police say evidence of alcohol was found at the scene. If you plan on traveling by air, prepare for delays. Flight delays and cancellations have been stacking up by the thousands over the past 36 hours due to winter weather conditions across the country. That's leading to delays at Tennessee airports as well. While some improvements are expected today, airlines suggest you check on your flight status often. FlightAware's Misery Map showed nearly 8,000 delays attributed to the winter storm. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
If it seems like the flu has a grip on your neighbors and coworkers, the science agrees. Tennessee currently has one of the highest percentages of flu-like illness activity in the United States. That's according to recent health reports. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Tennessee is currently seeing very high flu and flu-like activity, which is the highest activity level. The trend showed flu-like illnesses and lab-tested flu cases continue to rise. Be careful. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is now 6:27, and we've got Good Neighbor events coming up, followed by another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic. We're going to have Rewind, too, with Brandon Brooks also as well. Interesting story. Around the world, a man that had an overdue book for 30 years in London.
Put him in jail.
Brings the book back after 30 years. And you know what the librarian told him?
What?
Just keep the book. Just keep it.
Honestly, yeah. They probably replaced it at that point.
Yeah, right. 30 years. I mean... And depends on what kind of condition it is
at this point, go ahead and let's just set you up with a new account.
Did you ever do that, have an overdue book you forgot?
Oh, yes.
And did it cost, you know, a few
bucks? It didn't cost me anything.
But actually, no, we did the, because my mama was the worst about actually us getting our library books back when we would go to the library and check it out, which we did a lot. We went.
And I worked next door to the library.
Uh-huh. That was the big thing. Like, it was, but anyway.
I even banned them.
I remember her going to the, she liked to go to the library.
Yeah, all three of us used to go. And
I told her no more.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I had to pay the overdue fines.
No, well, we never paid the overdue fines. Instead, we would always work for free labor at the library to pay back our fines. They'd say, all right, for 2 hours, you're going to just put books on shelves.
Did that really happen?
Yes.
That's a true story.
Yes.
It is absolutely a true story.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. So they at least they used to. I don't know if Line Boss still does this, but if you have a fine, an overdue thing, you know, you can't check out a new book till it's paid, but they would let us, and I don't know if it was just they did it for Mama or if they do it for everyone, but they would.
Why didn't your cheapskate daddy pay for the fine instead of making you work for it?
Well, he hasn't read a book in 20 years, so... He probably doesn't.
I mean, you let those poor children work
in
the library instead of
and
just
it wasn't
paying.
Even our fault.
It was. I mean, I work next door. There's a little book drop-off that I can put it right in, and I did that many a times. But it was already, well, it's 2 months overdue.
Did you have overdue books at school, any? Did you ever do that?
No, I never checked out a ton of books from school unless I just needed them for something.
Yeah.
But...
Remember, are you old enough or young enough or whichever to remember encyclopedias?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Never had an up-to-date one.
Do they still sell encyclopedias?
I think so.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
You never see a guy come to your door anymore.
They're so out of date so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, news happens so fast.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing about online. It's updated real time, so you can just... find it. And Wikipedia I remember reading a thing about this that I can't quote anything directly from it, but Wikipedia is now considered an official source. You can actually cite Wikipedia as a source now, whereas you remember, like when I was in school, you were not allowed to cite Wikipedia. That doesn't count as a real source, but now they've kind of went back on that and said, well, yeah, I guess Wikipedia is a source. So
it's kind of a... It lives on dollars, donations.
Yes, donations. Well, the big thing was Wikipedia can be updated by anyone. I could go in and update Wikipedia, but they've really cracked down on fact-checking information and making sure the right people update it and all that kind of stuff. And so because they've done such a good job at fixing it, it's now available to
okay
be
to
a,
it,
a
yeah
source. Yeah.
No,
so that's pretty cool.
Not fake news.
Right.
Let's go to Today in History.
It's time for Today in History.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
In 1714, the typewriter is patented by Englishman Henry Mill. 1830, the first U.S. railroad station opens. In 1929, Tarzan, one of the first adventure comic strips, first appears.
Wow.
They eventually made a movie in 1930-something.
Wait a minute, what was it?
That was the very first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1934, Flash Gordon comic strip debuts.
Flash! King of the Impossible!
It's Flash Gordon!
One of the greatest movies ever. It really was good. I loved it.
One of the best bad movies ever.
Yes, yes. In 1955, Marian Anderson becomes the first African American to perform with the New York Metropolitan Opera.
Now, that's a good workout song right there.
1968, the GE College Bowl quiz show premieres on NBC. And in 2007, Phil Jackson wins his 900th game as a head coach, becoming the fastest coach to reach 900 career wins. That's Today in History. Brandon Brooks is coming up next with CBS Rewind. We've got much more to come, and we're going to take a look at traffic and weather as well here on the Big G and the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. January 7th, 1926.
Thank you very much.
George Burns and Gracie Allen got married.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night.
Good night.
January 7th, 1950.
You know Dasher and Dancer.
Gene Autry's version of
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
was the top-selling single in America. It's dated 1982.
Baby, look at me.
The NBC debut of the series Fame.
I'm gonna live.
Based on the hit movie,
I'm gonna learn how to ride.
It ran six seasons. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Lows drop to 21. Wednesday, sunshine develops. Highs head back into the 30s. Winds north-northwest, 5 to 10. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows falling back to 14. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 26.
Good morning. It's trying to load up with a little bit more volume in the last few minutes, but still not too bad, actually. On 24, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, passing 840 on 24 as you leave Rutherford County headed towards Davidson County. There's a few slick spots out here. Just asked the folks last night in Franklin, Williamson County. It got really crazy with some freezing drizzle last night on 65. Please be careful. There is some slick spots out here in Middle Tennessee. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Check it out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize our local mom-and-pop stores. That makes a difference in our economy. Maybe you just moved into town and would like to learn more about your new community. The Rutherford County Historical Society is there to help you. And they meet every Saturday in a one-room schoolhouse. How many of you have ever been in a one-room schoolhouse? Step back in history this Saturday from 9 until noon at the old one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. That's here in Murfreesboro at 717 North Academy Street. When you need a grief support group, there's one for you here, and it's free. They meet every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And All Shook Up opens this weekend at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. The Music and Story of Elvis Presley. That's at the Center for the Arts, January the 10th through the 26th. Again, the Center for the Arts is at 110 West College. And that's in Uptown Murfreesboro. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses, near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, 21 before the hour. And we want to remind you to go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand. And even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. I know we've had Christmas break. We've had a lot of interruptions. But our fans are staying with us because you know why? The dad joke of the day is back.
Isn't that why people keep quitting listening to the show?
I would think so. But, hey, some people think they're amazing.
One person thinks they're amazing.
Yeah, I haven't heard from O. Allen in a while.
Yeah, there he is. You had to remind him.
Okay, our dad joke of the day, and we are rating this bad boy.
Yes. What are we? Is it thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Got it.
For the new year.
Okay. My wife told me she was going to leave me if I didn't stop bringing the kitchen utensils to the office.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a whisk I was willing to take.
I have my eyes closed where I can't see. I'm going...
3, 2, 1.
Thumbs up.
CBS News Brief. At least 5 deaths are blamed on a massive winter storm that impacted states from Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic. Now comes bitter cold. Erica Borrego, Corazon Ministries.
We have outreach workers in the field, in-reach workers at the shelters. We are all handing out warm weather gear. We are all providing resources for people that might make the choice to stay in place.
She's in San Antonio. Former President Carter's remains will be transferred to the nation's capital today.
An Air Force plane is set to fly the body of former President Jimmy Carter from nearby Dobbins Air Reserve Base to Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, D.C., ahead of an official state funeral Thursday.
CBS's Jim Crisula, Minneapolis, approving an agreement with the federal government to overhaul police training. Mayor Jacob Frey.
We've established an Office of Community Safety. We've expanded our mental health response to 24
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
On Sunday, January the 5th, cold temperatures led to a ruptured sprinkler line at the Primrose School of Murfreesboro. The alarm activation occurred around 3 p.m., Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue responded promptly and shut off the water supply to prevent further damage. No injuries were reported. This quick response minimized disruption and potential damage to the school property. And the 2025 Miss America competition concluded on Sunday, January 5th, at the Dr. Phillips Center for Performing Arts in Orlando, Florida, showcasing the talent and dedication of contestants across the nation. Miss Tennessee's Carly Vogel was a participant, and she earned a preliminary talent award for her emotional rendition of Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music. She dedicated the performance to her late grandfather and received $3,000 in a scholarship as part of the honor. Vogel advanced as one of the 11 semifinalists and later made it to the top five finalists, ultimately being named second runner-up. She was a senior at Middle Tennessee State University, majoring in music business and minoring in musical theater. An accomplished vocalist, she's performed the national anthem over 200 times, and she advocates for liver health and organ donation awareness, partnering with the American Liver Foundation and Donate Life Tennessee. Miss America 2025 went to Miss Alabama, Abby Stockland. The first runner-up was Miss Texas, Annette Adoyobo, and second runner-up was Miss Tennessee, Carly Vogel. Miss Tennessee's success highlights her exceptional talent, advocacy, and dedication to making the volunteer state proud. And that's all for now. For more local news in just minutes, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
In retirement, it's all about income, your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net, risolutions.net, and make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end-of-life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. It's Taco Tuesday. We'll be talking about food next hour. Taco Tuesday. And while we're on the subject, we had some sad news over the Christmas break. Highway 55 closed.
Yeah, I know.
They weren't even open.
They were
long.
Open for 3 months. Did you hear why?
I've heard different things, but you let us know here.
So it was on the story was on our website. Highway 55 Burger closed because of strange practices with their employees, mainly including requiring them to clock out when business was slow, but not letting them leave the restaurant. So they had to stay at the restaurant, but they also had to clock out, so they weren't getting paid.
A little bit in addition to that, they were criticized for that, but that is not an illegal practice.
Correct. That is a legal practice. But when those complaints came up, ownership changed, and then they decided to close like right after ownership changed, right?
I'm unsure of the exact timeline and how all of that happened, but when that became knowledge that was going on, I think business suffered, and it was so brand new.
Yeah.
And
also the signage wasn't good either.
No, I talked to someone who did landscaping for them, mm-hmm. Or worked with the company that did landscaping for them. And he was telling me it took them 4 months after the landscaping was completed to finally get paid for the work that they did. So it seems like there was some, I don't know, some management issues there.
Well, so it's a franchise, and yeah, so the, right. I mean, and there are locations across. So I'm not sure if maybe they.
You went there though, right? Didn't you eat there,
Dalton?
And it was good.
Yeah,
right?
It was pretty good. Yeah, it was great.
And so, do you think they'll come back with a different ownership or something?
I'm not sure.
It's a shame that building's brand new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. They built it just for that. So I don't know. You know, you look online, it says permanently closed. You go right to the Highway 55, it doesn't show the Murfreesboro location. So maybe there's...
Maybe they'll put a Canes in there. Get another Canes in town.
I haven't been to one here yet.
I went to, what is it, First Watch on Church Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It's pretty good.
Really good, yeah. Yeah.
Don't get their gravy. Their gravy's not great, but everything else is really, really good.
Yeah.
It's made with turkey sausage, I think, instead of pork sausage. Just doesn't hit quite the same. It's not bad for what it is. It's just not my favorite. But everything else there, I think, is great.
That's supposed to be lighter on
it
or something.
Yeah, I think so. That toast with that jam on
it. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's not cheap.
We've been together to First Watch.
Not that I can recall.
He's been. It's right behind Red Robin.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't remember going.
It must have been one of those father-son things that is memorable in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to celebrity birthdays while we still can.
It's birthday time.
Sing it, darling.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
In 1800, Millard Fillmore, the 13th U.S. president, was born in Moravia, New York. He died in 1874. In 1903, Alan Napier, the British actor who played Alfred in Batman, the TV series, he was born in Birmingham, England.
Hello, Master Wayne. Sometimes when you fall, you go to land, pick yourself back up again, Master Wayne.
That's what the Dark Knight's.
Yeah, that was Dark Knight's like, Alfred, yeah. In 1912, Charles Adams, American artist and cartoonist of the New Yorker, he created the Adams Family, known for darkly humorous and macabre characters, born in Westfield, New Jersey. 1938, Lou Gramm, American golfer, born in Nashville, Tennessee.
Four.
And 1957, Katie Couric, American journalist and author of The Today Show. 1964, Nicolas Cage, American actor, won an Academy Award for Leaving Las Vegas. And he was born in California. And finally,
and of course, his best movie, Face Off.
Face Off, yeah. That is his best movie.
It's very good.
1977, Dustin Diamond, American actor. He played Screech in Saved by the Bell.
When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a...
That was an irritating character on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, he's a weird guy, too, apparently.
He passed away. He died, yeah. It was sad, sad, really. Mm. He wrote a book about the inside going on, Saved by the Bell, and it wasn't pleasant. All right, birthdays around here. Rachel Smith, Steve Thornton has a birthday, Carol Gaddis, Sharon Dietrich, Jeffrey Hazard, Beth Hackett, and Valerie Dehoff. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
And if you'd like to add to our birthday list, 615-893-1450 is the number, 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding on the line, and you'll get the name announced here at 8 o'clock on the air. So give us a shout. Birthdays and anniversaries, too.
Well, today is National Tempura Day. And if you don't know what tempura is, it's
shrimp.
The crispy stuff that's on the outside of sushi. So if you get shrimp or tempura sushi, it's that little flaky, crispy, crunchy stuff that's on the outside.
So if it's sushi, is it rare?
I mean, can get it in shrimp, too, and tempura chicken.
Yeah, it's basically a type of frying,
all
basically.
Right. 6:55 here.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Lows drop to 21. Wednesday, sunshine develops. Highs head back into the 30s. Winds north-northwest, 5 to 10. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows falling back to 14. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 26.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer.
So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
In East Nashville, they're working a minor accident in the 800 block at Cherokee Avenue. There's been some slipping and sliding already out here in certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. Not bad, actually, right now on 24 as we check it out live. Normally, it'd be heavier than this on 24 coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, past 840, coming through the Mount Juliet area, is trying to pick up out of Wilson County, headed towards Hermitage on 40 going westbound. Hey, when you need dependable towing, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check out their website. It's easy, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online.
Low T-Center,
reinventing men's healthcare.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah!
We got it at the Habitat Restore!
So in all that Golden Globes chaos, did anyone catch that little bit of Britney Spears news? Mike, how about an update on her biopic?
She's going to be very involved. I haven't really started anything fully yet.
There's Wicked director John M. Chu, who's directing the project, talking with Entertainment Tonight. He says it's way too early to even be talking about who'll play Britney.
We'll have to see what the approach of the movie is before we know who's right for it.
Look for that coming in 2026.
My name is Peter Parker.
And Spider-Man star Tom Holland and longtime Spidey co-star and girlfriend Zendaya are reportedly engaged.
He gave me this.
Yeah, she was spotted with a big old ring at the Golden Globes Sunday. The two met while filming Spider-Man Homecoming in 2016. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, organic, free-range, and pasture-raised. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, hope your day's going well, and let's don't forget, kids are back in school. What's that, tomorrow, I believe?
Yeah.
For city and county, so traffic's going to pick up tomorrow as well. Our good neighbor of the day is Chris Truelove for his servant's heart and the care he gives as the leader at Special Kids. Chris is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Yes, and you can nominate someone as the good neighbor of the day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or heading on over to WGNS Radio. Nope, can't. Just text for good neighbor. For birthdays, you can head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays or call or text the same phone number so we can give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
I'm confused.
Me too.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And coming up next hour, we're going to have Taco Tuesday, the snack food report, and the controversy brewing here in the studio over the buffet. And where is it at?
Yoki,
yeah. We're going to discuss that as well here on News Radio WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Winter blast.
Wind chill alerts that go all the way down to the literal Gulf of Mexico now.
President visits scene of terror.
New Orleans defines strength and resilience.
Medical debt removed.
Raising their credit scores by an estimated average of 20 points.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, at least five deaths are blamed on the snow and ice storm that rolled across the country. It's been blamed for accidents, airport issues, and power outages. CBS's Rob Marciano.
After days of fast and heavy snowfall, tens of millions are now set to face brutally cold temperatures. In Kentucky, a mix of snow and ice up to 3/4 inch thick created dangerous road conditions. Armani Bajorquez is there in Louisville.
The snowfall has now ended in the Louisville area. The ice that has accumulated on big trees, the weight of it can cause branches to fall, and if they fall on electrical lines, that could lead to more power outages.
More than 2,300 flights were canceled nationwide.
I think it's very beautiful.
French tourists Morgan Hilaire and Mark Payan hope to go inside some of D.C.'s iconic buildings and monuments. But with everything closed Monday, they instead walked around the city.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson tells us the bitter cold now has sent wind chills to around zero in many places and more bad weather's ahead.
We are in the freezer for the eastern half of the country through the rest of the week, and that is a big problem because now the next storm that's coming through begins Thursday in Texas, and the potential is there for a half foot of snow.
JetBlue says two people were found dead in the landing gear compartment on a jet at the airport at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, during an inspection. The airline says the plane had most recently operated as a flight out of New York City. Now to New Orleans. President Biden went there to pay respects to the 14 people killed in last week's terror attack. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports there are new questions about the security situation in the city's French Quarter.
More than 5 years before Shamsuddin Jabbar tore a path of carnage through Bourbon Street, a confidential report distributed to officials in New Orleans warned that a vehicular terrorist attack was, quote, highly possible. The assessment said a system of retractable barriers known as bollards that had been set up to protect pedestrian traffic needed to be fixed, quote, immediately. They had been installed starting in 2017, but had fallen into disrepair. After last week's terrorist attack, the city has doubled down on efforts to upgrade the barriers in preparation for the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras. President Biden and the First Lady paid respects to those killed in the deadly rampage.
My wife Jill and I are here to stand with you.
The Pentagon has reached a historic legal settlement with more than 35,000 gay and lesbian military veterans who were dismissed because of their sexual orientation. And if they were denied an honorable discharge, they will be eligible for an immediate upgrade review. Jocelyn Larkin is one of the lawyers involved in the suit.
It's frankly historic. Veterans who were discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the prior policies carried with them essentially a stigma around their service.
A final rule just announced by the Biden administration will remove $49 billion in medical debt from the credit reports of more than 15 million Americans. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates that change will raise credit scores by an average of 20 points and could lead to 22,000 additional mortgages being approved every year. Jimmy Carter's state funeral now heads north after observances over the past several days in Georgia.
I'm Jim Crisill in Marietta, Georgia. Former President Jimmy Carter will make a final journey to Washington, D.C. today. His body will be accompanied by his extended family aboard an Air Force plane designated Special Air Mission 39 in tribute to the nation's 39th president. The plane will leave Dobbins Air Reserve Base for a 2-hour flight to Joint Base Andrews outside the nation's capital.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
4 years after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, there was calm yesterday for the certification of the election result. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In one of her final acts as vice president, Kamala Harris presided as Congress certified the victory of her opponent in a ceremonial proceeding that lasted barely 30 minutes. A stark contrast to the chaos and catastrophe of January 6, 2021, in which more than 140 police officers were injured, maimed, gassed, and beaten by marauding rioters.
A judge has denied the bid by President-elect Trump's attorneys to delay his Friday sentencing in the hush money case. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
He's leaning towards what's called an unconditional discharge. That means Trump could walk away, there would be no confinement, there would be no fine, there'd be no probation. He would be free, although he would still be a convicted felon.
And Trump co-defendants are asking the judge who tossed his classified documents case to block the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report. The city council in Minneapolis has approved an agreement with the federal government to overhaul police training and use of force policies in the wake of the 2020 murder of George Floyd. Mayor Jacob Frey.
This legally binding agreement will give the city additional tools and the clarity as we continue doing the hard work about building trust and accountability in our communities.
Overseas, dozens were killed when a strong earthquake shook western China and areas of Nepal near Mount Everest. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Beijing.
Rescuers have managed to reach the scene, very remote communities, right at the base of Mount Everest. The buildings themselves are quite low-rise buildings, but many of them have collapsed.
The U.S. has transferred 11 Yemeni men to Oman after holding them for more than two decades without charge at the American naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Wall Street Journal reports the Biden administration's negotiating for the release of three Americans in exchange for releasing at least one Afghan prisoner at Guantanamo Bay, a man alleged to be an associate of Osama bin Laden. The first U.S. bird flu death in a human has been reported. Louisiana health officials say it was a person who had been hospitalized with severe respiratory symptoms. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The risk to the general public remains low, but this is a reminder that H5N1 avian flu has the potential to be deadly, particularly among persons who are at higher risk for severe disease.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Lows drop to 21. Wednesday, sunshine develops. Highs head back into the 30s. Winds north-northwest, 5 to 10. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows falling back to 14. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 26.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's trying to pick up a little bit more volume in the last 15, 20 minutes over here on 65 southbound as you come past Trinity Lane, working your way down through the Madison area. We've already had a couple of accidents out here. Just give yourself extra travel time. There's still some slick spots, especially in certain parts of Williamson County and the Franklin area. It was a mess last night coming down certain sections of I-65. Please be careful out here. We got some crazy weather on the way, and things are only going to get worse. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialists. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Our congregation is made up of a variety of nationalities.
Visit Holy Hill Chapel, tn.org, to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back for the second hour of the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning. It is January 7th, episode 1566 of the Wake Up Crew, trying to get back in the groove. And we've got school going back tomorrow. Teachers got to work day to day, city and county, but kiddos are back tomorrow in school. And a little later on, we've got Taco Tuesday coming at you here on The Wake Up Crew.
I love this day.
Do you Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, because
I love every day.
I really don't have to do anything in this hour.
Oh, well,
I mean, you're supposed to like, places. That
all I got to do is just go. Hey, yeah, really?
Well, you're supposed to talk about food. That's why the day exists.
Oh,
and no snack food report today. So,
what do you mean?
We just don't have anything good coming out.
You better get to work.
It's the first of the
I've
year.
Looked.
I've got something to say.
There's an international following for
I tasted
that.
Some banana pudding the other day that had a little lemon in it.
Ooh, I bet that's good.
I didn't like it.
Mm.
I didn't like it as well.
I was about to say, now lemon will do two things. Number one, it'll add that little tang.
Well, I think there's just too much lemon. It was it was okay, the lemon, if they'd have put the right amount in there.
But now that you've said that, I think lemon would probably make the bananas not turn brown.
Probably.
Because they do that with apples, you know.
And I think that's why the lemon was in this, because they make a lot of it.
Right.
So, but I could really taste it. And usually it's great.
If I were a baker, which I'm not, banana pudding is, desserts are not my strong suit. But I would try that.
You haven't had, I guess you've had your daddy's banana pudding.
I really like his banana pudding.
I wish he'd make some, bring it up here.
Never.
He's always talking about not having anything to do.
He made some for Christmas.
Did he now?
Yeah.
Well, did I get a call? Hey, John, want to come over and get some banana pudding with the family? No, nothing. And you've been to my house for things. See, when you get quiet like that, that means you're guilty. You're just plain guilty.
He sent us this whole big list, and he was like, well, just sign up for what you want to cook. That's how we do Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever. Sign up for what you want to cook and bring. Well, I checked this list the day he sent it, and he's already filled everything. There's nothing left to bring, so I just brought sodas.
Yeah.
I just brought drinks.
You mean you furnished Christmas for everybody?
There was plenty of things that could have been brought, but oh no.
Well, when he sent me the list, there was already so much food on it. I'm like, well, we don't need any food, so
it
I'll
was
just
all
bring
snack
drinks.
Food, though.
Did you have sausage balls?
Yep.
Yep.
Who brought those? Who made those?
I did.
Oh. Did you have ham?
We had those little
ham
little
sliders.
Smokies. Bobby brought those.
Oh, you love the little smokies.
Mm-hmm.
The little with the ketchup with the barbecue sauce on them.
Uh-huh.
With the little toothpick thing, you take them.
Did them a little different.
No toothpick.
Wrapped in bacon.
Oh yeah.
Baked.
But smokies, sausage balls, sliders, chips and dip. At that point, there's going to be so much of that, or there was so much of that. There was really no need for anything else. You know what I mean?
Well,
cop out.
It kind of sounds like you weren't really looking to bring anything. But I mean,
it sounds like to me.
Well, I just knew there was going to be a lot of food left over, and
but
you always complain.
But the most important things was usually the sodas.
Yeah.
You know.
I brought some Sprite
cranberry. Did you have Rotel?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And you made it.
Mm-hmm.
So really, what was there left, pal? I don't.
You know what I mean?
Well, those are just kind of little.
Yeah, but you just eat. It's Christmas. You don't. It's not Thanksgiving. You just kind of sit around and eat. Well, I mean, Jeffrey didn't show up till 8:30 anyway.
Did you all open your presents, like at the beginning or the end?
Mm-hmm.
The beginning or the end?
We always do the gifts
after you eat, after you snack a while.
Yeah.
Do you announce it? It's time now to open the gifts. I mean,
no. Bobby usually handles that.
Oh, really? She gives them out.
She likes to.
Yeah, she's the runner.
Yeah, that started when she was a little baby.
Uh huh. And he's always in charge of the trash bag.
And you always have to, you know, you don't give. Each person opens a gift, and then each person opens a gift. It kind of goes around.
Now,
like
how
that.
Do y'all decide how you're going to give gifts? I'm since I missed going there.
We just kind of everybody gives everybody a gift, and at
open
least
it
one
all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we open in order. So whatever order we're sitting in. So if it were right now, he would get the first gift, and he'd open it, and then Bobby would give me a gift, and then I'd open it, and then you a gift, and you'd open it, and we just kind of go until the gifts are gone.
No, I wouldn't get a gift because I didn't even get any banana pudding.
Well, that's true.
Did you have banana pudding for Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that hurts me. That hurts deep.
Added really... to Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you didn't bring it out at Thanksgiving until...
Did you stir it enough? Did you stir your banana pudding enough?
I did.
Just wondering.
Don't forget, John, I gave you cookies recently.
I know. Gosh, they were great. Megan, she's just like a dream. Wow. What a person. What a woman.
Cookie! Nom, nom, nom.
And she's told me, she said, don't ever ask for them because I'm never making them again. So
that's sad.
Isn't it?
Gonna have to brush up to Polly now.
Thank you, you know.
I haven't hurt my reputation with Miss Polly.
You kind of ditched her pretty quick, but Megan made him.
Well, I mean...
You figured Megan was more accessible, right? Like, she lives with me,
well,
so.
One thing that helped Megan's cause, when the cookies came, they weren't in your refrigerator for like 6 months. And then you decide to give me those from, you know, from the refrigerator.
Well, not in the refrigerator. The freezer.
Yeah.
Which Megan eats them while they're still frozen. She doesn't let them thaw. She takes them out of the freezer and eats them frozen. That's her favorite way to eat them. So I had to
kind of ration
replenish
them. I had to ration them for you.
Well, and they go stale pretty quick, like 2 or 3 days out they'll go stale, but if you freeze them they'll last longer. So
I think his were freezer burnt,
probably.
Yeah. No, they were not.
Yeah, they were freezer burnt.
Well, his freezer is nothing but Lunchables, just stacks and stacks of Lunchables with a bag of cookies on top.
Don't put Lunchables in the freezer.
Did he tell you about his Lunchable that he brought the other day? He brought a Lunchable, and it had sat so long that the film had turned into a bubble. So he decided not to eat that one, which I'm good on you for not still eating it.
Well, there's an expiration date on them.
I know, but the top film bubbled up, so I'm thinking that something in there is bad. And so that's what the gas has made it bubble up there.
The ingredients that are in the Lunchable is what was, you know,
Lunchables can't
out.
Go bad. Do you know how many preservatives are in them?
They can, too. The ham. Taco Tuesday coming up after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NBA's late game at Sacramento, the Kings won their fifth in a row, a double overtime victory over Miami, 123-118. The Kings had been down 17. Minnesota was trailing by 19 points in the second quarter, but still came back to edge the Clippers, 108-106. Anthony Edwards with 37 points. At Chicago, the Bulls were down 19 early third quarter and still won against San Antonio, 114-110. At Detroit, the Pistons were down 22 and came back and beat Portland, 118-115, Cade Cunningham with 32 points. In college hoops late game, Ohio State won in double overtime at Minnesota, 89-88. The Dodgers traded infielder Gavin Lux to the Reds. The A's gave outfielder Brent Rooker a 5-year extension. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired head coach Doug Peterson. The Bengals fired defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. And the Colts fired defensive coordinator Gus Bradley.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart.
We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services. We are sustainability in action.
Did you know that participating in Murfreesboro's special census could help bring more funding to our city? This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. It's quick and easy. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com or look for a letter from the city with a prepaid return envelope.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Help Murfreesboro get its fair share. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, complete the special census today, and you could qualify for a $100 gift card.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, News Radio, WGNS, on a Taco Tuesday. Different spin this morning on Taco Tuesday. We're going to talk about the best fried chicken places. Okay, so we'll think of the chains, but I also am going to throw in some locals here on my side.
I'm excited to do this tier list. Here is my thing.
Oh, we're doing a tier list now?
Okay. No. We're talking. I got tier list on the brain.
Best fried chicken.
My thing is this. I don't ever go for fried chicken.
Why?
If I want fried chicken, I'm going for boneless wings or tenders or whatever. Very, very rarely am I getting fried chicken. However, the number one place to get fried chicken in my mind that is no longer with us was Party Fowl.
Party Fowl
had excellent fried chicken. Their breading was really good, and you could get it in different spice levels all the way up to nine. I mean, you had their wings. Their wings were wonderful. They were both smoked and then fried. And very, very good. But I miss them every single day.
Wow. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. They had to go and close on us. The whole company shut down. Hmm. Can't get it anywhere.
KFC is an obvious one.
Uh-huh.
The original recipe.
Yes.
Blend of herbs and spices.
Mm-hmm. Secret recipe. Popeyes, I guess.
Popeyes has really
spicy,
good fried chicken.
Spicy, a little spicier.
Bojangles. Bojangles has really good fried chicken.
Clearview.
Ah, see, now that's where we're really talking local.
I think Clearview has the best fried chicken.
Yes.
Well, I'm looking at Yelp, and if you Yelp fried chicken, Murfreesboro. Here are the top choices. Number one, well, see, their ratings are different here, so.
They're probably not in any particular order.
Well, they were supposed to be. But here we go. I'll try to give them to you in order from highest rating to lowest rating, and they're all pretty good. Out of 5, Jeff's Family Friendly Restaurant.
Yes.
Scores a 4.4 out of 5.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They are good.
Clearview a 4.3 out of 5. Mm. So they're neck and neck, both of those places, right now near the downtown area. Soul Rock Cafe, 4.6.
I don't know that I know where that's at.
Well, they're on Northfield.
I do know Seoul. Yes, I've been there.
Yeah.
That is, it's right next to Zhao's buffet. It's that little, it's got the neon lights inside when you drive by. It doesn't even really look like a restaurant, but it is. There was a CBD store there for a while, but now it's a restaurant.
So what's it, right? What's the rating of it?
4.6.
Mm. Wow.
That restaurant, I haven't had their fried chicken. That restaurant is a fun atmosphere restaurant. Their food is pretty good, but it's more like the lights are nice and it's real pretty and, you know, whatever.
This also includes like Slim Chickens, but that's not like, that's chicken tenders. Puckett's Restaurant, a 3.6 out of 5.
I do like Puckett's. Puckett's has the best appetizers in Murfreesboro, I think, other than Toots Fried Pickles. Puckett's.
Well, 3.6?
Out of 5, yeah.
Okay. What about Champy's?
Champy's. Champy's gets a 4.1 out of 5.
Okay.
I've had fried chicken at Champy's. It's good.
Mm. Yeah, it is good. I've had it.
I've had their tenders, and well, theirs are nuggets. They're not even really tenders. I've had that, and I've had their catfish is really good, and their chicken liver is excellent.
So much of it, though.
Yeah.
Chicken liver. You better be ready to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just too much, but it is excellent. Let's see. Mentioned Puckett's. Oh, Miss Marion's Cafe scores a 4.5.
I don't know where that is either.
That is on East Main Street.
Okay. I know where East Main Street is.
Yeah.
But so, I've not been there.
Several downtown eateries here. Sylvan Park Restaurant.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that.
4.3 out of 5.
I would imagine Sylvan Park would have very good fried chicken.
This one person wrote, ate lunch today, fried chicken, turnip greens, squash casserole, and coleslaw.
Mm. Yeah.
It's pretty good southern.
Country cooking.
Yep. And one more place, Max Hot Chicken.
Mm.
And this is in Smyrna on the old Nashville Highway. So get a little Smyrna flavor in there.
I love some good hot chicken. I might have to check out Max. With Party Foul closed, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go for hot chicken as good as Party Fowl's was.
Now, it's been a bit, but I got on a Clearview kick myself, and their fried chicken is something else.
It's not greasy either.
It's
That's
amazing.
That's the hard thing with fried chicken is keeping it not greasy.
Yeah, and I've had it at Jeff's restaurant before as well. So, all right, 7:28 on Taco Tuesday.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
You get the call from your mother, and we started talking, and she decided to move.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
I like the size. From what I understand, there were like 65 residents, and other places I looked at it were 3 or 4 stories. And so I thought the ratio to staff to residents, I thought was important. You know, the food, from what I understand, was good, and I knew that would be important to her.
The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS. With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 on this Tuesday morning. It's episode 1566 of this experiment we call the Wake Up Crew.
And as we always do, our birthday list consists of Rachel Smith, Steve Thornton, Carol Gaddis, Sharon Dietrich, Jeffrey Hazard, Beth Hackett, and Valerie DeHoff.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, it's real easy to get them into us. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Big Barbecue. That's the prize, so get them in.
All right, checking on news coming up for you.
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Traffic and weather together, then news, and more Taco Tuesday straight ahead here on the Big G.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 21. Wednesday, sunshine develops. Highs head back into the 30s. Winds north-northwest, 5 to 10. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows falling back to 14. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 26.
Good morning. T-Dot is behind a stalled car a few minutes ago over there on 65 southbound, right at Rosa Parks and Metro Center, slowing down that traffic. 24 is trying to load up a little bit more volume coming up through the Antioch area on 24 westbound, making your way in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson as it builds now through the Mount Juliet area, Wilson County headed towards Hermitage. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialists today. These guys are the best. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County Fire and Rescue tackled multiple fires across the region over a span of 48 hours, beginning Thursday and stretching through the weekend. The first fire erupted at a residence on Murray Kittrell Road, where flames engulfed multiple vehicles, a shop, a garage, and a carport. The roof of one structure collapsed during the fire. While battling the first fire, RCFR responded to the Factory Road fire, where two outbuildings and a motorcycle were ablaze. Firefighters extinguished the flames and managed to prevent nearby RVs from catching on fire. Early Friday morning, another fire broke out at a residence on Blackman Road. Thanks to a rapid response, firefighters extinguished the fire quickly, leaving the home with minimal damage. Later Friday, flames from a chimney fire spread to the attic of a house on Irby Lane. Crews contained the fire, limiting damage to smoke and water impacts. And on Saturday, flames from two vehicles parked in a driveway spread to the exterior of a nearby home, severely damaging the cars and melting the siding on the house. And a homeowner suffered burns while attempting to extinguish a fire in a shed near his home at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday. Fire crews from Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue arrived promptly to find the man already attempting to put out the fire. Paramedics treated the individual on the scene before transporting him to the hospital as a precaution. And police are searching for a male suspect connected to a shots fired call at the Walmart located on U.S. Highway 231 North on Saturday, January the 4th at 10:45 p.m. Surveillance footage captured images of the person of interest, and authorities believe the individual may have ties to nearby areas, including Rutherford County, due to the store's proximity to the county line. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Lebanon Police Department at 615-244-2323. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have four graduate gemologists, including myself, at Bell Jewelers. That gives us the ability to appraise jewelry and give educational information. And we offer to buy customers jewelry. We can give you a trade offer or a check. Did you realize Bell Jewelers has two master goldsmiths, giving us the ability to make something custom just for you? It's about as personal as you can get. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Listing everyone in your household helps the city qualify for more funding to improve roads, parks, and services. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
All we need is your address and the first and last names of everyone living at your home. That's it. Take part in our 2025 special census.
Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35 on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. And it is time for a tier list. We're going to make you hungry today.
And a special tier list. We are doing dessert foods for today's tier list. And I am very excited. Just a reminder of the rules for tier list. It starts at S tier, which is the best of the best. Cannot be topped. Cannot be beaten. A, B, C, D down the line. And we're going to kick it off with the old classic, the cupcake.
C.
See, I'd go higher than... I'd put cake at a C, cupcake at probably an A. I take a cupcake over a slice of cake any day.
I don't like cupcakes. No.
I'm not really a cake or cupcake kind of person. It would be a C for me, too. So.
Okay. Well, two Cs. That's where we'll drop it. Cinnamon rolls. I don't love cinnamon rolls. I really don't like them.
It kind of depends on what kind.
Boy, some that Melissa makes.
You can get some bad ones.
It's an A.
You can get some bad ones.
I just don't like cinnamon rolls.
I'm going to go B.
Okay, I guess we'll average out at probably a B. Can you tell what this is? You're closer to the screen than me. Is that a chocolate chip cookie?
Maybe.
We'll say it's a chocolate chip cookie. Chocolate chip cookies.
Again, it depends on...
Well, just think of a good chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
You know.
What would be the best? Think of that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go B.
It's not my favorite kind of cookie, but I like them. I could do B.
Yeah. B sounds good.
A crepe.
You're like, a crepe.
Wow. I don't think of them as desserts, really.
I don't know either. I'm going to go C there.
I mean, they put like cream cheese filling and strawberries and stuff with it.
Yeah, it's more of like a breakfast food to me.
A brunch.
Yeah. So I'd probably drop that C.
That'd be fine.
Chocolate dipped pretzels or white chocolate dipped pretzels. They're fine.
They're fine, but nothing to write home about. I'm going to go C.
I could do C.
Yeah.
A cannoli. I would drop a cannoli at S for a good cannoli, but it's not like a classic.
Let's go A.
What
do
you
cannoli.
Think?
Yeah. It's just, if it's between that and baklava, I'm going with that, but.
That wasn't the option.
I know.
They're
kind of Greek.
Yeah.
Desserts.
Cheesecake. Once again, we're thinking good cheesecake.
An A.
S. I love a cheesecake.
I guess it's an S.
Like a cherry cheesecake.
Ooh, cherry cheesecake.
Can you concede to an S?
I can concede to an S, yes.
Brownies.
I think you're all crazy. What?
Brownies.
Brownies, good brownie, go A.
Depends on what, an A.
Yeah, I'll say A. Carrot cake. I love carrot cake.
I do too.
Probably an A.
A for the icing.
Yeah.
It's my favorite cake.
The classic.
Well, do you want to go S?
No.
Oh.
The classic white birthday cake.
C.
I'd say C. I don't love birthday cake.
Oh, you can go C, but it's, yeah.
Wow. Vanilla ice cream. Good vanilla ice cream for me is an S, personally.
I like vanilla better than chocolate, so
I do too.
I can go S.
I guess put it there, yeah. I'll put sprinkles on mine.
He sounds a little
so hesitant all
degrading.
The time.
Yeah.
Red velvet cake. I'm going D.
D. I'm going to go B.
I'm thinking more along B lines too, but
let's give it a C.
Well, you guys both said B. We'll drop.
Yeah, but
B.
That's okay. You had a D. That's two things down. Let's go C.
S'mores. S'mores are fine.
D.
I'm
not going to get a s'more if there's something else there.
Exactly.
Right. Rice Krispie treats.
Homemade
Rice Krispie treats are hard to beat.
Yeah.
I'd give it at least a B.
Yeah. Solid B.
Yeah.
All right. A donut. We'll just say just your favorite donut.
S.
I'd go S, probably.
Yeah, me too.
We'll skip this one. Ice cream sundae. Or banana split, I think, is what this is.
Yeah. I see the banana.
A.
I could do A. Okay. I'd take regular ice cream probably over that, but it's still pretty good. Fudge.
This is going to surprise you. C or D.
Ah, see, I'd probably put it in an A.
I don't really?
For good, I don't for like, good fudge.
I don't like, what is it y'all always say? I don't like the consistency in a fudge.
That doesn't bother me as much as just fudge. B.
Coconut fudge.
I see what it is. And last one here, pie. Just whatever your favorite pie. Chess.
A.
Cherry pie, A.
I'd say S, personally.
Chess pie is S.
Mm.
And that's our tier list of favorite desserts.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing mental health. Healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 7:42, that's our Tuesday morning time here on this January 7th. Glad you're with us. Episode 1566, almost complete here today. Just remembered I didn't do the song of the day earlier. Sorry about that. You'll hear it here in just a second. Today's good neighbor of the day, Chris Truelove, our good neighbor for his servant's heart and the care he gives to as the leader at Special Kids. Chris Truelove today receives the flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And today's Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. And as your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or just download the My MTE app.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
This is thumbs up, thumbs down. New year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, my wife told me that she was going to leave me if I didn't stop bringing the kitchen utensils to the office.
Really?
Yeah, but that's a whisk I'm willing to take.
Replay.
That was a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Off to a really good start.
Yes. Yes.
Your jokes are amazing.
Now we've got some business to attend to. Because we've got to finish. We've got to wrap up the tier list that we just did a few moments ago.
Well, that's one of the things that we learned today.
Yes, we learned that we did a tier
along
list.
Along with overdue library books and best fried chicken places.
Yes.
All right.
Churros. Now, I know you guys are not going to agree, but I would put churros at an S. It is one of my all-time favorite desserts. They're crunchy and crispy, and they're coated in that cinnamon sugar. Tastes like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it's warm and it's hot. Good churros, hard to beat, I think. And it's fried. But it's almost like a cinnamon sugar funnel cake.
But you don't like a cinnamon roll.
Well, no, because they're not crispy and crunchy and delicious.
I can only go a B. And that's I'm really stretching it to a B.
That's, yeah.
We all clearly have not had good churros.
No, probably not.
Pumpkin pie.
I used to hate pumpkin pie.
The really good pumpkin pie is an A tier easy, but it's really easy to mess up a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, let's go B.
I could say B.
You like D, don't you, on that?
I would throw it away.
Okay.
This one's just for you, and last one we've got popsicles.
Popsicles? I like popsicles. It's an S.
I hate popsicles.
They're fine. I'd take them or leave them. They're not bad.
Sugar-free popsicles on a diet? No contest.
I'll take...
I don't know. I never were able to get
They were always
any.
Gone. You bought them all. I'll take ice cream over popsicles, but I'll eat a popsicle. I'd probably put it B. Maybe C, but B. I'll give it a B.
Yeah, I'm okay with a B.
You ate plenty as a kid.
What do you give it?
Frozen sticks. It would be an S for me.
So let's recap. At an S tier, we have cheesecake, vanilla ice cream, donuts, and pie. That's a really good S tier, I think. In A tier, we have cannolis, brownie, carrot cake, and banana split. At B tier, we have cinnamon rolls, chocolate chip cookies, Rice Krispie treats, fudge, churros, pumpkin pie, and popsicles. At C, we have the cupcake, a crepe, chocolate-dipped pretzels, birthday cake, and red velvet cake. And then at a D, surprisingly, we have s'mores.
That was the only D.
That was the only D.
Hmm.
There were a few others in the running, but anyway.
Well, you thought most of them were.
You hate everything. That's what I find out every time we do a tier list. You just hate it all.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
If a polar bear and a grizzly bear mate,